Dragon on 2.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, just wondering if you guys could give us any updates, if you have them, with, you know, expected durations or activities that are happening, and we would request those periodically if they're changing.
Jessica, you read our mind. We do have a big picture update for you, which is that our Russian colleagues have elected to perform measurements only today. So with that, we are comfortable backing out of the safe haven config, and we would like you to execute EMIR 3.4 step 5 to deconfigure. In step 5.2.4, where you equalize, we do expect there will be a short time period for equalization, and we're working the number on that for you now. Once you're done, we'll assess where we're at timeline-wise and determine the path for the rest of the day.
Okay, we copy. So we will pick up in step 5, meaning we will open all of the hatches. We won't have help from our counterparts.
Affirm.
Okay, copy. We are stepping into 3.4, step 5.
Awesome. And while you guys are in there, because we had the new WAP installed in Node 2, we are curious whether you all were able to get any ops products or CrewNet on your iPads, but that is a lower priority test objective of opportunity.
Yeah, we have already tested that, and we were still getting the Wi-Fi signal when we had the Node 2 hatch closed, and I think also the Apex hatch closed, but not when we closed the Dragon hatch.
Great data. Thank you.
But we'll verify that a little bit more intentionally when we reverse the procedure out as well, just so that we will know as well.
Beautiful. Thanks. And if we can get status calls from you guys with each hatch open, that is helpful to us from a timing perspective.
All right, Dragon copies.